In Parshas Shlach, after the Meraglim finally return from Spaniard Eretz Yisrael and begin their Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael that we still unfortunately suffer from today, we know that there were two individuals who did not partake in that speaking of Lashon Hara. And the one who was the most vocal was Kalev. And Kalev, in his response to the Meraglim, says the following: Vayas Kalev Asa'am El Moshe Bayomer Alona Aleh Yoshenu Osar Ki Yachol Nuchala. The Kalev, he quiets the crowd and he reassures Am Yisrael that don't worry, don't listen to all these terrible, scary reports from the Meraglim that we won't be able to overcome our enemies and the challenges that may lie before us as we enter into Eretz Yisrael. We certainly will be successful, we could go up, and we certainly will be able to accomplish the task at hand. And the Mefarshim struggle with the pasuk itself because it's a very interesting pasuk. Vayas Kalev Esa'am El Moshe. What exactly does it mean? Kalev quieted the nation to Moshe. What exactly is the Peirush there? Rashi, we know, explains that Kalev was working from a psychological angle. That as the Meraglim were speaking Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, and the nation was fearful of the repercussions of the difficult task at hand, and Kalev thought he would have no opportunity whatsoever to combat that Lashon Hara, he begins by speaking seemingly derogatory towards Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Vayas Kalev Esam El Moshe. And he quickly switches and starts praising Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's exactly what Rashi says. L'shmo Mashi Dibir Moshe. You think that's the only thing which Moshe Rabbeinu did for us in a derogatory form? People were hearing that he's going to speak negatively, but in the end, everybody was quiet because they thought they were going to say something terrible, and then eventually Kalev turns the table and tells people that they certainly could go up. However, the Meshech Chachma says something very, very powerful and an important yisod and pirush in this pasuk. The Meshech Chachma explains that Vayas Kalev Esam El Moshe, the pirush is very much connected to the end of the pasuk that they're able to go up and be successful. But it has nothing to do with a psychological ploy. But it is much deeper than that. Why was the nation so fearful about entering into Eretz Yisrael? Did they not witness the miracles, the Nisim and the Flos that took place in Mitzrayim and the Midbar up until this point? How could it be that they were fearful to take the next step when all the miracles are constantly surrounding them? And what the Meshech Chachma explains, we know in the previous parsha in Bahaloscha, that Eldad and Medad were Misnabe. They had this Nevuah in the Machaneh. And the Gemara tells us what was the Nevuah about, that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die and Yoshua was going to be the one who was machnes the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. And it was not Moshe Rabbeinu who was going to continue leading the Jewish people, but somebody else. And this brought fear into the hearts of all the Jewish people, because the Jews at that point, Am Yisrael, believed that their significance, their ability to overcome all the challenges and have the miracles which they experience on a daily basis was a direct result of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the reason for those miracles to take place. Moshe Rabbeinu was the reason why they were able to leave Mitzrayim. And therefore, without Moshe Rabbeinu, there would be no way that they could accomplish even small tasks, let alone a very difficult task that required Yad Hashem. And what Kalev is doing by Yas Kalev Esam El Moshe, what is he saying? No, Kalev is responding and thinking, you think this is a complete result of Moshe Rabbeinu, why you've been successful up to this point? You think Moshe Rabbeinu is the reason why you were able to leave Mitzrayim? No, Moshe Rabbeinu's Kedusha, Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to lead and bring miracles is a direct result of the Kedushas of Am Yisrael. And therefore, Bayomer Alona Ale, we certainly could go up. We have the ability to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu is just an extension of the Jewish people. And without the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu does not have the ability to perform these great miracles. Of course, he was a great individual, but his ability to lead, his ability to overcome seemingly impossible challenges with Yad Hashem is a result of the Kedusha of the entire nation. And therefore, don't think that our success is tied to Moshe Rabbeinu leading us, says Yikalev. Vayas Kalev Asama Moshe. No, it's really a result of Kedushas Am Yisrael, Bayomer Alon Ha'ala. And I think this is a very important Yisoda message for all of us. Oftentimes we look to great people as creating a great environment for us to grow when it comes to our own Avodas Hashem. It is the Shir that we went to. It is the Rebbe that we're connected to. It is the Chavrusa that we had. It is the Kumzitz that we experienced. And those are the reasons why we've been able to overcome and grow and thrive spiritually. But what Kalev is telling us is Vayas Kalev Asama Moshe Vayomer Alon. No, the Kedusha is a result of every single individual. Am Yisrael has the inherent Kedusha within us. And therefore, we must recognize that great potential that we have within each and every single one of us. And by doing so, then we'll be able to say, Ki Yochol Nuchallah. We'll be able to accomplish whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has before us. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.